Welcome to the Information Systems for Business podcast. The main purpose of the podcast is to augment the book Information Systems for Business, An Experiential Approach, 5th edition, by Franz Boulanger, Craig Van Slyke, and Rob Crossler. The book is published by Prospect Press. I'm your host, Craig Van Slyke. This episode is for the 5th edition of the textbook. Before we get started, I wanted to give a couple of disclaimers. The podcast purposely omits many details to get to the high points of each chapter, so listening to the podcast is not a substitute for reading the book. Each episode contains my view of the most important points of each chapter. Your professor may have a different view of what's important. The podcast is solely my responsibility, so any errors are on me, not my co-authors, your professors, Prospect Press, or my employer. All right, enough with the disclaimers. Let's get to the good stuff. In this episode, I cover the most important points from Chapter 11, Enterprise Information Systems. The focusing story is about how Walmart became a retail giant in part because of its high-quality, innovative supply chain management system, which is the way Walmart gets products from the supplier to the store. Walmart's productivity loop philosophy says that lower-cost products lead to lower prices for customers, which increases profits. This allows Walmart to negotiate for lower cost from suppliers, and the loop continues. The focusing story contains several examples of how Walmart innovates its supply chain management to the benefit of customers and shareholders. Chapter 11 covers several important enterprise systems, which are systems that serve the needs of the entire organization, or at least major parts of the organization. There are many different types of enterprise systems. The chapter covers three of the most important: enterprise resource planning, or ERP systems, supply chain management, or SCM systems, and customer relationship management, or CRM systems. The book could easily use three separate chapters to cover the three important types of enterprise systems, so there's a lot of information in Chapter 11. And, out of necessity, we're omitting many of the details, but the chapter provides enough information to give you a solid overview of ERP, SCM, and CRM systems. The focusing story is followed by a brief definition of enterprise systems and discussion of three different perspectives that can be used to consider enterprise systems: the hierarchical perspective, functional perspective, and process perspective. Next, the chapter covers some important aspects of enterprise systems. Then the chapter moves on to discussing each of the three important enterprise systems, with enterprise resource planning systems first, then supply chain management systems, and finally, customer relationship management systems. Here are the main points from Chapter 11. Enterprise systems are information systems that serve the needs of the entire organization, or at least significant parts of the organization. Three perspectives on enterprise systems have emerged. The hierarchical perspective involves building systems that match the needs of specific levels of the organization. Executives need high-level strategic information. Middle managers and frontline managers need tactical and operational information, respectively. Check out Table 11.1 and Figure 11.1 for examples. Information redundancy can be a problem with this perspective. The functional perspective matches the enterprise system's applications to specific functional areas of the business, such as human resources or marketing. This perspective is limited because it can create redundancies and limit cross-functional communication. The process perspective involves enterprise systems applications serving the needs of specific business processes. The process perspective addresses many of the problems with the hierarchical and functional perspectives through better integration. Business integration is the unification of business processes that formerly were separate activities. Sometimes this is called data integration. System integration involves unifying information systems and databases that were previously operating as separate systems. An enterprise resource planning, or ERP system, is a set of information systems tools that help manage an organization's resources and enable information flow within and between processes and departments. And that's a long sentence. Prior to ERP systems, most organizations had separate systems for the various functional areas. ERP systems, like other enterprise systems, are built around a centralized database, which means that every user sees the same version of the data. ERP systems reduce data redundancy and operational costs, improve communication, and allow complex systems to work together in an integrated fashion. But ERP systems are very complex and costly to implement. Implementing them usually takes several years. It's also difficult, a lot of times, for users to adjust to new ways of carrying out familiar processes. Supply chain management systems, sometimes called SCM systems, as the name implies, helps organizations manage their supply chain. A supply chain often involves the flow of goods from manufacturers to wholesalers to retailers and, finally, customers. See Figure 11.3 for a good example of a more complex supply chain. Well-managed supply chains can have many benefits for organizations, as the focusing story illustrates. The key to effective supply chain management is accurate and timely communication about the flow of products, information, and payments. Successful supply chain management systems rely on the efficient sharing of information both upstream, from customers to suppliers, and downstream, from suppliers to customers. Customer relationship management, or CRM systems, are systems that help organizations manage multiple interactions with customers. Often, customers interact with organizations through different channels, such as product websites, toll-free phone lines, email, and chat. These exist even if the customer never actually talks with someone from the company. The key to successful CRM is that every system or individual who interacts with the customer has the same information about the customer. So if you contact customer service about an order, they have up-to-date information about the order and its status. CRM systems have three main goals: managing multiple channels of customer interaction in ways that the customer prefers, providing an integrated picture of the customer across the various customer-facing aspects of the organization, and facilitating the analysis of customer-related information. The customer service lifecycle is a framework that can help explain the tasks performed by a CRM system. There are four phases to the lifecycle: engage, transact, fulfill, and service. See Table 11.4 for descriptions of these and examples of how CRM systems can be used for each phase. CRM systems have three main components. Operational components help organizations improve day-to-day customer interactions, such as helping with sales or returns. Collaborative components help the organization collaborate with customers through systems such as email and chat. Analytical components include technologies and processes that help organizations better understand customer data. Data warehouses are important components of most analytical CRM applications. There are a few more items covered in the chapter, so be sure to check these out. There are advantages to CRM, such as improving customer relations and retention, and potential revenue increases through cross-selling and other means. But CRM systems are complex to implement and don't scale well if not designed well. Customer-managed interactions involve letting customers store and manage data about themselves. Wish lists are one example of this. Warehouse automation and robotics can also improve customer relationships through better customer service. That's all for Chapter 11. You know you'd be disappointed if I didn't say it. Read the book. Talk to you next time. Bye.